Appreciate all the song leaders. I'm so very blessed with all the talent that we have here. Open your Bibles to Psalm 3. As we think about singing and songs tonight, let's look at a psalm that David wrote. A psalm that he wrote in a very difficult time. Here is a man who is currently on the run. He is a man who is being pursued not by some foreign enemy, not by someone who he doesn't know, but he is being pursued by his son Absalom. His son Absalom is seeking to kill his father and take his throne. Listen to the words that David writes. Imagine that being in your life. And while these words are talking, David's talking about his physical problems, his dealing with his son, I want us to also make application to our spiritual lives as well. David says, "O Lord, how my adversaries have increased. Many are rising up against me." Isn't there times in our Christian lives where we feel that way? Where our difficulties and our weaknesses seem to be getting the better of us, and just when we think we're winning, more come along and just add to the fray. And we get so down sometimes, and we struggle sometimes, and we try to find, how can I escape? How can I deal with these difficulties? We must know that our adversary, the devil, is very good at finding our weak points. He's very good at pressing us in the places that he knows that he will have most likely success. And there will be times when he will break through. But David says here, my adversaries have increased. Many are rising up against me. Many are saying of my soul, there is no deliverance for him in God. And sometimes people may look at us and they may look at me or whoever it may be and they may say, that person is never going to make it. But yet every person has the opportunity to make it. Every person can survive if they look to where David looked. Listen to what he says. But you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory and the one who lifts my head. I was crying to the Lord with my voice, and he answered me from his holy mountain. I lay down and slept. I woke, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people who have set themselves against me. Round about, arise, O Lord, save me. O my God, you have smitten all my enemies on the cheek. You have shattered the teeth of the wicked. Salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessing be upon your people. Now there may be a day where you feel like everybody and everything about your life is against you. You may feel as though you're in that dark tunnel that sometimes we get in, those valleys of deep darkness that David talks about in Psalm 23. Those valleys where light is hard to see and we can't see the end of the tunnel and we wonder, is there any escape? And there may even be times in our lives where people look at us and say they're just not going to make it. Let me tell you what, folks, when you look at David, there were times when you could look at David and maybe say, that guy's not going to make it. But he always did. Why? Because he looked to the Lord. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. I'll follow him, even through valleys of deep darkness, that I might find that rest on the other side, that I might find the salvation, he says here. I will not be afraid of 10,000 people. Folks, whatever you have to face in your life to be faithful to Christ, you can do it. Because you have the rock of salvation in Jesus Christ. You have the one that has already smitten all the enemies on the cheek. He has already defeated sin. He's already defeated death. And he has paved the way for our salvation. This evening, if you're not a child of God, he did that for you. And in your life right now, you have many adversaries against you, and they are winning. Satan will always win if you do not have Jesus Christ, if you do not have God there to be your shield, to give you the strength to endure. Come to him today. Come believing in Jesus Christ, repenting of your sins, confessing him as the Son of God. Be buried in baptism. Rise knowing that no matter what is thrown against you, you can survive because the Lord sustains you. You can put your head on the pillow at night and you can sleep, for you will wake up tomorrow and He will still be there. If you're a child of God, maybe you haven't had that kind of faith. Maybe you've let these things that attack our lives get you down. They worn you down and maybe caused you to become unfaithful or to lose your faith in the one that can deliver you. Once again, look to Him. Cry out to Him as David said I did. I cried out to Him and what did He do? He heard me. If you cry to Him tonight, He will hear you and He will deliver. If we can assist you in any way in doing that, won't you let us as we stand and as we sing.
There's a great day coming.
A great day coming. There's a great day coming by and by. When the saints and the sinners shall be parted by the land. Are you ready for that day to come? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready for the judgment day?
I need to hear that so I can work with it. And I hope you do.